Aztag, this is Rick Tedding on Josephine Clark. C-L-A-R-K, Josephine, J-O-S-E-P-H-I-N-E, Josephine Clark. Date of birth is 5/21/32. Date of visit 6/9/22. Please make a copy for that. Donald White. Dr. Donald White, MD, from Florida Healthcare. The let's see. Next paragraph. Dear Don, thank you for sending Josephine Clark for formal evaluation. Next paragraph, first present illness. This is a 90-year-old female who has a history of asthma and COPD, has been coughing up a little whitish yellow mucus and has wheezing and nasal allergies. Period. The patient also has a past history for systemic lupus erythematosus and depression, as well as hypothyroidism. she had a chest X-ray done on on 4/18/22, which showed no acute cardiopulmonary disease. The patient, however, states that she has had a past history for her lung nodule, as seen on a previous CT. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of systemic lupus erythematosus and history for hypothyroidism, past history of asthma, and history of left breast cancer, for which she underwent a left breast lumpectomy and radiation therapy. The patient also was found to have a colon polyp and has diabetes mellitus type 2. And as autoimmune hepatitis and anxiety with depression. Just hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies. Next paragraph. I'm sorry, can you please change the allergies to Ciprobactrim, Tramadol, and mold. Next paragraph. Medlist included the gabapentin 100 milligrams BID, albuterol and atrovent NEBS TID. Levothyroxine 125 micrograms daily. Sertraline 100 milligrams daily. Simvastatin 20 milligrams daily. Tovias 8 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked half a pack per day for 15 years and then quit about 50 years ago. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of a CVA, mother died of old age. Next paragraph. System review. The patient denies fatigue, fever, or weight loss. She has glaucoma, she has hoarseness and wheezing and shortness of breath. She has asthmatic symptoms. Also has gastroesophageal reflux and constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. She does have anxiety and depression. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness, no headache, seizures, and numbness of the extremities. She does have skin rash and itching. Next, physical exam. This is an elderly, averagely built, white female who's alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure is 116 over 60. Pulse is 80, respirations are 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 140, saturation 95. HEND norms, phallic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucosity matters. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. There are few fine basilar crackles and occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2 with no murmur and S3. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid without masses, no organomegaly or tenderness. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, minimal edema, no cap tenderness. Reflux is 1 plus, there are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. And skin reveal no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with chronic bronchitis, number 2, is hypothyroidism, number 3, history of systemic lupus erythematosus, number 4, is osteoarthritis, number 5, is hyperlipidemia, and next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest to evaluate her for any lung nodules and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She will use the nebulizer with Duonep solution 3 times daily and use a Ventolin inhaler 2 puffs QID as needed. She was also advised to get her vaccinations for flu and COVID-19. And a follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Doc. This was a copy of this for Dr. Donald White, D-O-N-A-L-D, White, M-D. Thank you.